Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. My name is Mike, and my location is Simpsonville, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. through the W4NYK repeater and is also available through our Echolink node number 545072. In the event of an emergency, this net may be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276, the repeater is an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the membership of the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are welcome and invited to check in. Internet thanks the membership of the on their repeater. Tonight, does anyone have any formal or emergency traffic for the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. This normally means we don't have any traffic. Are there, continue on, do we have any announcements or bulletins for the good of the net? If so, please call AK4HR, Net Control. The traffic or announcements will now begin the roll call. Please remember, this is a directed net. All stations, with or without traffic, are invited to check in. You're requested to check in when your alphabetical group is called based on the suffix of your call sign. When you check in, please give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Before we begin our regular check-ins, RF and Echolink, we have the functionality on the brars.cc website for the net pre-check-ins, and I've got quite a few stations signed in there, so let's go ahead and get those folks checked in, and then we'll continue on with our additional check-in. We have Kilo 4 X-ray Mike Romeo, K4 XMR, that's Mel, and Mel's over, hold on, let me get my screen back here. Mel's over in Prosperity, sorry, but good to see Mel's call sign in there. Up next, we've got our friends Fred and Isla. That's W4FCM's Fred's call, and November 4, India Echo India, N4IEI. Always good to see Fred in there and bringing Miss Isla along as well. Up next, we've got our friend Andrew. That's Whiskey 2 Alpha Mike Delta, W2AMD, and Andrew's over in Simpsonville. Up next, we've got Howard. That's Kilo Alpha 3 Whiskey Papa Papa, KA3WPP. And good to see Howard in there as well. Up next, we've got Don and his sweetheart Linda. That's KG4PFI. That's Don's call. And Miss Linda, that's Kilo Golf 4 Quebec Lima Quebec, KG4QLQ. And Don and Linda are over in Piedmont, so good to see them in there. Up next, we got Ben. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Echo Whiskey, KO4ZEW. And Ben's over in Simpsonville as well. Up next brings us to our friend Andy up on Table Rock. That's KI4LZI, Kilo India 4 Lima Zulu India. And always good to see Andy's name in there. And about halfway through the list now, we've got Leon. That's November Charlie 4 Victor, correction, November Charlie 9 Victor, NC9V. And let me let this drop as we're about halfway through the list of pre-check-ins. We've got Wendy. That's Kilo Echo 4 Delta X-Ray Juliet, KE4DXJ. And Wendy's up in Hendersonville, so good to get Wendy in here as well. I'm not sure whether Leon or Wendy checked them in through the pre-net check-in, but got them both logged in here, so good to see their call signs in the log as well. Up next, we've got Robert. That's Kilo India 4 Lima Juliet Golf, KI4LJG. And Robert's over in River Falls, so Robert, good to see your call sign in there. Up next, we've got a few DX stations. We've got Jim. That's KD4HEY. And Jim's checking in from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, so good to get Jim checked in here as well. And I think so far Gus is probably going to get the DX award, Alpha Alpha 4 Gulf Hotel. And Gulf is, our Gus is over in Nova Scotia somewhere. So good to see his name and that DX contact in there. Glad to see Gus is able to keep in touch with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Up next, got our friend Pat. That's Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel, K4OSH. And Pat, my wife saw you, sent me a picture of your plate the other day, if you're listening. So I was like, yeah, I know him. So anyway, Pat, good to see your call sign in real life and in the log. So good to see Pat's call sign in there. Up next, we got Bill. That's KC4W, Kilo Charlie 4 Whiskey. And Bill is over in Anderson, so good to get Bill in here. Up next, we got Scott. That's Kilo X-Ray 4 Yankee Mike, KX4YM. And Scott's down in Greenville, so good to see Scott logged in here as well. Up next, we got Jim. That's November 4 Juliet Romeo Bravo, N4 4JRB, and Jim's over in Greer, and our friend John up in Brown Summit, North Carolina, KN4RJN, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November. So always good to see John checking in from Brown Summit, North Carolina. Last but not least, oh, I'm sorry, I've got two more. Jonathan, that's Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel, KQ4TGH. And Jonathan's logged in from Easley. And last but not least, we've got Landon, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, KG4WNP. And Landon's over in Owltown, Georgia tonight. So good to get those folks logged in here. Let me refresh my screen, make sure we got everybody, and we'll continue on with our check-ins. Everybody with the pre-net check-in, and again, that functionality is for those folks that may not be available for the 9 o'clock net check-ins or maybe out of the area. Just log on to the Brars.cc website, and there's a link that will show you exactly where to run through. You just check in to the pre-net check-in, and we'll acknowledge you on the net as we get to that point. But that's all our pre-net check-ins for tonight. So at this time, I usually like to pause for new hams, our new hams to the area, or folks that may not be familiar with checking into a net and want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with us tonight. If you'll just key down, give your call sign, and then we'll walk you through the process of getting you checked in.
I am Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Yankee India.
4 Tango Yankee India, KQ4TYI. My name's, of course, my call sign is AK4HR, and we'd like to welcome you to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Again, I'd like to take this functionality. So, again, checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, we just kind of get your call sign, your name, your location, and, again, we ask, signal your intent to remain on the rag chute portion where, again, you'll hear people say different things. Some people will say negative and negative. They'll say no comments, no rag chew. So, again, just kind of informal, but just lets us know if you want to stick around after the formal portion of the net and make comments. But if you want to recheck with me, if you'll just give me your call sign again, your name and your location, we'll get you checked into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight.
All right. Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Yankee India. I am in Taylor's at the home of November 4, Hotel Charlie.
Again, we'd like to give you a big welcome to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I think you may have checked in last night, maybe some other nights, but, you know, good to get you in here. You got a good signal, and I think that's Warren's house, if you're over there, and I believe that's Warren's call, but, again, sounding really good into the repeater tonight, and did you want me to go ahead and check Warren in as well?
Mike, AK4HR, N4HHC. Warren and Taylor's, negative and negative.
Again, I appreciate you showing Ronald the ropes. Sounds like y'all are having a little meet up there and doing some face-to-face time and working with the radios and enjoying the evening. So definitely good to get you both in here. Hate that I didn't get to see you guys last month, but I was down seeing, visiting the grandbaby during the testing session. So hopefully I'll get to see you this month. But Warren, hope you and Ron have a good night and appreciate you both checking into the net. Final call here before we move on to our RF check-ins for, again, new hams to the area, new hams to calling into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. If you'll just key down, give me your call sign, we'll get you checked into the net. Everybody at the moment. So, again, I'd like to welcome Ron. Again, Warren, I'm sure you'll show him the ropes and appreciate you bringing Ron with us tonight. Always good to get a new call sign in the logs. And, Warren, good to talk to you as well. All right. Well, tonight being Saturday night, we'll begin with the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix if you call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Me, Mike, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta White, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be in and out tonight. Also, via telephone relay, please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. She's in wear shoals, and she'll be negative and negative. 73 to you and all on the net.
For HR. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. Copy negative and negative to everybody on the net.
HR, please check in Alpha Alpha 4 Bravo Lima, Ben and Greer, negative and negative.
Charles there, and welcome a good group over our RF check-ins here to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. I'd first like to welcome Rick and his family. Of course, Rick's call sign, Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, KK4DMW. And Rick brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Lorena. That's Kilo Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, KK4ONO. And, of course, their daughter, Michelle, Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec. So, Rick, always good to hear you. Appreciate you bringing the family along. Got you logged in here for sure. Up next, we'd like to welcome Dave. That's Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. And Dave, sounded good into the repeater. Appreciate you checking in from Easley tonight. Last but not least in that group, we had Ben. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Bravo Lima, AA4BL. And Ben, you're over in Greer, so glad you were able to check in with us. Sounded good into the repeater. All right, let's give one more call here for the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, beginning the suffix of your call. You wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Miss Angela in the net, please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Angela and all on the net.
Might be rounding out our Alpha through Delta group, but I'd like to welcome you and Miss Joy to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Of course, Gary's call sign, Kilo India 4 Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. And of course, Gary runs our Wednesday night and actually multiple nights now, but primarily known for his infamous and famous for the swap net on Wednesday night. But Gary, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Joy along as well. Again, Miss Joy's call sign, K3JOY. Kilo 3, Juliet, Oscar, Yankee. And Gary, always good to hear you. Look forward to seeing you hopefully really soon over the next coming weeks, maybe the next test session or some other occasion as it may present itself. But Gary, hope you and Miss Joy have a wonderful evening, 73, and we'll talk again soon. All right, so let's go ahead and move on down the alphabet to the Echo Through Hotel group. E through H, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike, and all on the net. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Mike. Thank you for calling the net, sir.
K4HR. Please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Kettler, North Carolina, and I will be negative negative tonight, Mike. Thanks.
John, reading this tonight, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Alpha November, KC4HAN. My name is Kenan, Charlie Hotel Alpha November, QTH is Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative, and thank you for calling the net.
Whiskey 4 Golf Yankee Lima, W4GYL, George in Blacksburg, South Carolina. I'll be in and out.
Check in, as we're in the Echo Through Hotel group tonight for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Up first, I'd like to welcome another one of our net controllers. Typically, I think Patrick's assigned Sunday night, but I know he's been doing double, probably triple duty here over the last couple weeks, calling different nets. I know he had the net that last night. So, Patrick, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Patrick's call sign, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. And Patrick, sounding good from Penrose. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in with us. Up next, we've got a friend, Harry, from Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, I think I heard you just before the net, so glad you were able to stick around and check in with us here. But that's Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. And Harry, always making a good trip from Candler, North Carolina, so appreciate that. Up next, we've got Chan. That's Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Alpha November. And Chan, hadn't checked you in since you got that updated call sign. That's pretty interesting, getting the CHAN in there. So, anyway, Chan, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Chan's call sign, Kilo Charlie 4 Hotel Alpha November, KC4HAN. And Chan, appreciate you checking in with us. Last but not least in that group, we've got George. That's Whiskey 4 Gulf Yankee Lima, W4GYL. And George, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us from Blacksburg, South Carolina. Sounded good in the repeater, my friend. It looks like this might be the first time you've checked in with me, but again, we run this net every night, 365 days a year, and I appreciate you coming by, and welcome you to come back by and check in with any of the other net controllers every night at 9 p.m. But sounded good into the repeater, and a good trip from Blacksburg tonight. All right, let's give one more call for the Echo Through Hotel group, E through H, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Pause normally means we have everybody for that group for the moment, so we'll move down the alphabet a little further to the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Hello, Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, and send 73s for each one of you.
Hi. And Mike, hope you're doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Mike, and your family. Hope y'all doing real good, and everybody's doing okay. No traffic, no comments. Good evening to all.
4HR. So, please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment, and I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
4HR. Please check in KO4LAQ. That's QO Oscar 4 Lima Alpha Quebec. Martin, up in Tomasi, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net.
India through Lima group, but I'd first like to welcome the pillars of our India through Lima group. That'd be James, that'd be Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and James, you know, I always just start typing in your call sign knowing you're going to be there. But James, sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina, appreciate you coming by. And then once I get James's call sign, go ahead and start typing in Sid. So, Sid, good to hear you tonight. Sid's call sign, Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, W4IOE. And, Sid, yeah, we're doing well. Just hiding in the house from the heat, but hopefully it'll start cooling off now as we move through August. Not sure that's going to happen, but we can still hope. But, Sid, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us, and definitely good to hear you checking in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight. Up next, we've got our friend Larry. That's Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec, KK4, JBQ. And, Larry, always look forward to hearing you check in with us and bringing Miss Donna along. Of course, Miss Donna's call sign, Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. And, Larry, got you marked down for comments, so we'll be back to you once we finish the formal portion of the net and find out how your day was. Up next in the group, we've got Martin. That's Kilo, Oscar 4, Lima, Alpha, Quebec, KO4LAQ. And Martin's up in Tomasi, South Carolina. So, Martin, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Not terrible distance over to the repeater, I don't think, from up there. But you're still making it in there really good. So appreciate you coming by and checking in with us for a few minutes on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call here for the India through Lima group, I through L, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. I have a station trying to break through, but you're not bringing up the repeater. I'm just getting little tiny bits and pieces. So if you're on an HT, you may have to reposition, or if you're on a mobile, maybe you can boost power just a little bit. But let's go ahead and break for EchoLink station. It's got a couple of EchoLink stations signed in here. We're about halfway through the alphabet. So EchoLink stations only, wishing to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR, good evening, Mike. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
AK4HR, this is Kilo Quebec 4, Tango Golf Hotel. My name is Jonathan and I am in Easley, South Carolina. That's going to be negative and negative.
The check-in is there, as we got both of our stations from Echolink. And, Jonathan, I didn't realize or I didn't pay attention. It looks like I already checked you in via RF, but no worries. If you want to verify, your Echolink is working, so that was good for you to come back in there and check in. But, again, Jonathan's call sign, Kilo Quebec Fort Tango Hotel Golf, and your Echolink's definitely working good. Appreciate you coming back and rechecking with me. And if I have that wrong, definitely let me know. I may have messed something up in my log. Another check-in there. We had Duncan, one of our other net controllers. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKB. And Duncan, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us through Echolink. And always good to hear you and see your call sign in my log. You guys are both sounding good over the Echolink node for sure. It looks like that's all of our Echolink nodes, and we believe it finished up India through Lima, so we'll go ahead and move to the Mike through Papa group, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
It's
K4HR, this is Whiskey 4, Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll be out after the roll call.
Call signs there. I'm always looking forward with our logs. Up first, we got Walt. That's Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike, K4OIM. And Walt, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us from over in Inman, South Carolina. And Walt, you're always sounding good into the repeater. Excellent signal. So appreciate you coming by, spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night for sure. Up next is our friend Eddie. That's Whiskey 4, November Tango, Quebec, W4NTQ. And Eddie, same for you. Sounds really good coming in through the repeater from Simpsonville. Always good to hear you on a Saturday night, get you logged in here. Sounding good, my friend, and appreciate you coming by and spending a few minutes with us on Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call before we move on down the alphabet. Mike through Papa, M through P, beginning the suffix of your call. And wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
K4HR. And Kilo 4, Mike, Delta India, K4MDI, Scott, Seneca, negative and negative.
You might be rounding out our Mike through Papa group, and that's never a problem, but appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. Of course, Scott's call sign, Kilo 4, Mike, Delta India, K4MDI, and Mike's over in Seneca, so Mike, appreciate you coming by. Sounds like you're sitting in a room next to me with that signal into the repeater. But anyway, sounded good, and glad you were able to check in with us tonight. All right, let's move on down the alphabet a little bit further to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
AK4HR. Good evening, Mike. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Now I'll be negative, negative, sir.
Hey. AK4HR. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I'll mean negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Check in Kilo Quebec 4 Quebec Hotel Victor KQ4QHV. This is Nick in Pendleton, and I'll be in and out this evening.
Nick is there as we're in the Quebec through Tango group. Up first, I'd like to welcome Tom. That's November 0 Tango Romeo N0TR. And Tom, hope you and Miss Bernice are having a wonderful evening and staying cool and safe on this wonderful August 3rd warm evening we're having. But, Tom, sounding good into the repeater, always good to hear you. And of course, once I put Tom's call sign in, I can go ahead and start typing Chris's in because I know he's not going to be too far behind. But I'd like to welcome Chris. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Gulf, K-O-4-Q-L-G. And, Chris, always appreciate that you coming by and checking in and getting you logged in here as well. And last but not least in that group, we had Nick. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor, KQ4QHV. And Nick's over in Pendleton, South Carolina. So, Nick, appreciate you coming by and checking in. Again, y'all are closer to the repeater than I think. I have to measure. It might be as a crow flies about the same. But anyway, in my mind, the folks over in Pendleton are closer. You coming by, a good signal in the repeater, definitely, and appreciate that you checking in with us on a Saturday night. All right, let's give one more call for the Quebec Through Tango group, Q through T, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. That normally means we have everybody for that group, so we'll move to the ever-patient group on a Saturday night. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR.
Hi, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. Please also check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. That's KQ4TBD. That's Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
K4UBD, K4 Uniform Bravo Delta. This is Jan and Traveler's Rest. Thank you.
Check-ins there as we get to the patient group for Saturday night. One day I'm going to swap it up, let them start checking in first, because I know they end up waiting until the bottom of the half of the hour. But I think sometimes people plan on that, so I don't want to take us too far out of scope. But anyway, Tommy, appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. Tommy's call sign, K4XB, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. And Tommy always has a good signal going into the repeater, and tonight's no exception. Of course, Tommy brings along with him his sweetheart, Miss Angela. That's Kilo Quebec 4 Tango Bravo Delta, KQ4 to be determined. And Tommy, appreciate you coming by and bringing Miss Angela along with you. Up next, we've got Jan over in Traveler's Rest. That's Kilo 4 Uniform Bravo Delta, K4UBD. And Jan, you have the rare distinction of being my 50th check-in on the net tonight. So, again, appreciate all those folks that have come by. And, Jan, you make number 50 for me tonight. So I'll continue to check-ins, but just wanted to let you know you were the lucky number 50 tonight. Again, Jan, sounded really good from Traveler's Rest, and appreciate you coming by and hanging out with us for a few minutes on Saturday night. All right, let's go ahead and give one more call. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
Again, this is Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo, W4PDR, Brian in Chesney, South Carolina. Please check me in and out, sir.
HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Brian, you're not late as long as the net's going, so appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And my wife tells me all the time I speak really fast, but, man, you speak faster than I do. But I got you in here for sure. I got that call sign, Whiskey 4, Bravo, Delta, Romeo, W4BDR. And, Brian, I know that's part of our art is to speak consistently and quickly to try and convey information, and you're doing that well tonight for sure. But, Brian, sounding good into the repeater. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us. All right, let's give one more call here for the Uniform Through Zulu group, and then we'll open it up to the big group. One last call, Uniform Through Zulu, U through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. Everybody in the Uniform Through Zulu group. So we'll go ahead and open up to the big group, Alpha Through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Yeah, control. If you'd be so kind, please check in KM4TZG. Again, Kilo Mike 4, Golf Zulu Golf. That's David in Israel, and I'll be in and out tonight, sir. Thank you for calling the net.
Net control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
check-ins there as we're in the bottom half of the hour here. Up first, I'd like to welcome David. That's Kilo Mike 4 Golf Zulu Golf, KM4GZG. And David, good to hear you. Appreciate that you coming by and checking in with us from Easley. Sounding good into the repeater tonight. And up next, we've got our friend Lloyd. That's Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-Ray Bravo, KO4PXB. And appreciate the, you folks coming by and checking in with us, getting you logged in here for the net tonight. All right, let's give one more call here, see if we can close out the formal portion. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Net control, please check in, KK4HXB, Earl and Travis Rest, I'll be negative and negative.
Check in November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW, Tony, also Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK Kim. We're located in Nashville. We'll just be in and out. Thanks for calling the net.
Give me that last call sign.
That's Kilo Quebec 4, Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK.
I'm logged in now. I had the wrong, I was typing F instead of S. So I said Foxtrot instead of Sierra, so sorry about that. My ears are just not working as well as they should be today. But let me go ahead and acknowledge those folks that checked in. Up first, we got our friend Earl. And Earl, I hadn't heard you in a while, but sounding good as always. Into the repeater, that's Kilo Kilo 4 Hotel X-Ray Bravo, KK4HXB. And Earl, good to hear you tonight, my friend. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. And up next, we got our friend Tony. Again, I think I comment on your call sign just about every time I call the net, Tony. That ASW stands for something for us old submariners. But anyway, November 4, Alpha Sierra Whiskey, N4ASW. That's Tony. And Tony brings along with him Kim as well. And I got her call sign for sure corrected this time. It's Kilo Quebec 4 Juliet Sierra Kilo, KQ4JSK. And Tony, apologize for getting Kim's call sign wrong. I'll definitely try and get it right next time. But appreciate you coming back and correcting that for me. All right, let's give one final call here. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control. Some really good check-ins tonight for the formal portion, but this is AK4HR now securing a formal portion of our net. With our thanks for all stations that have checked in, all stations wishing to secure from the net may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of our net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. Scrolling up my log, it looks like I've only got one station signed in currently for comments, and again, we'll keep the net open, but we'll go ahead and dust off that stump, power up the fan, point the AC in your direction, and KK4JBQ, Larry, we'll hand the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir.
HR. And everybody on the 2-meter net. Well, how was my day? I'm recovering. It was a fairly good day, as days have been lately. Don't want to bore anybody. Everybody's got pains and stuff like that. But this one kept me off the net for several days. I used that pre-net check-in thing. I rather like it. It's very well put together. Easy as chalk on a chalkboard to use. And so I'd have to recommend it. If ever there comes a click in this net, check that out. Go to the club's website, and the third drop-down menu, first item on that menu is what you click. The next thing is easy as pie. One option that you might have is whether or not an announcement is made that you have checked in over the air. Now, the net control pays attention to that, and we'll take it from there. I did this because I've been just laid flat, not feeling well, and having to take better care of myself. So, I feel much better. Now, every day is a challenge, but I feel much better. Today was a good day. Well, cautionary. It was a good day. I had an aunt, my dad's only surviving member of his family. He passed away some 10 years ago. But she is ornery and a marvelous woman. You might say a marvelous woman. Hard to talk to on the telephone because she's hardly hearing and you cannot get in a word, not a word. But I enjoy listening. I really do. And she had some distressing news, and I won't speak of that. I might later on. But anyhow, that's a little hint as to what my day was like. And how about you, Michael? How was your day? And besides this gift that you have given to all of us tonight, calling this net and bringing us together is a wonderful thing that you do. KK4JBQ.
Star with KK4JBQ in the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And, Larry, you know, today has been kind of a quiet, not uneventful day. I had a list of honeydews that kind of got worked out this morning, but nothing too terrible. Had to replace the flag on the front porch, so went over to one of the local department stores, a little five and dime that local Greenvillians probably know. Matches my last name. I won't throw their name out on there. No relation, of course, just like the fact that they have the same name and they're local, so I spend a little bit of money there on occasion. But anyway, so that was, you know, probably the toughest thing I did today was unfurl and hang a new flag. But so it was definitely a calm day here to just kind of relax a little bit and get a couple of the easier honeydew items done. And but you mentioned too the pre-net check-in, and you know, Dave had set that up months ago. I don't even know the exact time, but again, as you mentioned, for folks to kind of be able to check in if they're out of the area, may not have access to Echolink or have that set up, or, you know, just won't be available. You know, some people work different hours. Some people are up 4 in the morning and are ready to go to bed at 9 o'clock at night. So just to kind of keep those folks attached to the net and logged in here and just, you know, so we know they're still around and checking in to the net and active. So it is pretty easy. Like you said, you just go to the Brars.cc website and then you enter in a little web form and it adds your name to a list and it populates for those of us that are doing, I know a couple of our net controllers do paper logs, but they can see the list on the website and we see it actually in that software that Dave had written for us to do net control. So it's really nice to get those folks in there and logged in for sure. But definitely, you know, it's interesting because we kind of go through different spells of checking in. You know, I think Dave had used APRS messaging at one time. I tried to set that up, but I don't get consistent results from my APRS messaging. But, you know, text messaging, phone relay, you know, I think I had mentioned earlier, kind of joking when, you know, kind of improving our arts, so to speak, and communication and information and how we get that information. But, you know, for me, most of the time, email, you know, text message, I know that particular part isn't ham radio, but once it goes out over the air, it becomes ham radio. I know, again, there's differing opinions on the use of computers and some technology with ham radio, but we have, while I've been calling the net, just done some or tried different things to get stations checked in and, again, utilizing different forms of technology, ham radio and the technology that we have available. So I think this is just the latest iteration in that. It does make it, you know, convenient for folks that, you know, maybe have a radio down, don't have access to a radio, you know, just a variety of reasons they can't get in through RF, but just keeps them attached and checked into the net. And I believe you were talking about your aunt. You said your father's sister, I think, is who you were talking to. I was just kind of chuckling in my head because you said she has a little hearing issue too. And I kind of think, I think I'd mentioned, you know, my grandmother, 96, and I just laugh because she's the only one I know that won't wear hearing aids because they make her look old. But I don't know why. That just always tickles me. But, yeah, all in all, it was a really good day here, though, sir.
KK4JBQ. Well, there are always holdouts with any technology, I suppose. Hearing aids, however. I enjoy sounds. The sound of a voice, the sound of music. I enjoy that too much to ever give it up. I have fairly good hearing, except for a near ultrasonic range where the alarms for dryers and other electronic things, for some reason, during, I don't know, maybe it was the 80s and right on up through to today, they changed those alarms from something that could be heard by almost anybody to something that only dog can hear. Now, I'm being facetious, of course, but Donna can hear these things just fine. I cannot, and it's a little bit frustrating. But I went out onto the internet because I'm stuck in what I call reasonable. Perhaps that's what people think, at least about an issue like this. So I go out and I find kitchen timers and alarm makers, timers of different sorts anyway, that are of the old school, you know, within the range of hearing that that most people still retain. There's a whole bunch of them. So if you feel like you've been abandoned, there are cures out there. And it's not, it won't be advertised as a cure for such a thing as this. But I know exactly where my hearing loss is. It just goes away and disappears. Comes back later for a little bit of the upper end. And I know exactly how it happened to me. It was headbanging when I was a teenager. that's a musical phrase for people who are not that acquainted with that phrase. I stood within 2 feet of a big old amplifier while everybody on stage was going crazy. And that'll do a number on you. But as I say, I found the devices that would work and replace most everything. I don't concern myself that I don't know when the dryer is finished. It gives me a time. And I set a timer, an auxiliary, you know, extra timer to go off. And I hear that one just fine. There's ways around these things. Anyhow, yeah. My Aunt Mary Jo, she is my father's oldest sister and the only remaining member of his family. It was mom and dad and 12 kids. Aunt Mary Jo is surviving. She's a tough bird. She really is. Somebody that I have respected from the moment I was introduced. Makes me smile when I think of her. She demands it and deserves it. Well, she became a historian, and she called me today to announce that she is the only remaining member of my dad's family. Everybody else passed away, along with children. That was the disturbing part. My dad's brother, John, had a large family also. I won't go through everything there, but the oldest child was a daughter named Sue. Sue was the kindest heart that I think I have ever met, and I've met a lot of people, but she was very kind. She understood that I was not acquainted with her family, so she lined everybody up. She was the little mother for all the other kids. She lined everybody up, and she says to them, introduces me, and she says, this is your cousin. His name is Larry, and I want you to every one of you to tell them what your name is. I was impressed. I was about 10 or 11 years old. I'd never seen anybody do anything like that. But that was a day of change for me. And I came to love every one of those kids. My Uncle John's kids. Well, Sue passed away yesterday. And it was a sorrowful announcement that my Aunt Mary Jo had to give me. She did not suffer. She passed on quickly. And, I don't know. It was a special revelation to me. I can certainly recall her kindness and her maturity. You see, she was only about 12 when she did that. Anyhow, that's enough of me. I hope everyone has a good night. I hope you can sleep, that you have air conditioning, and you have a comfortable night's sleep. Some people won't have that tonight. And it's been a hanging, the air has been thick and juicy for days. Everybody knows that. But, anyhow, have a good night if you can, and we'll come back here tomorrow, and all of us will have something else to say, I hope. KK4JBQ.
With KK4JBQ and the RAG 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, and Larry, condolences for your loss, my friend. That's definitely some sad news for sure, but like you said, you've got those good memories, and it's funny how, you know, folks from the same family, you know, all act different, and I think I may have recanted some stories or relayed some stories of my daughter. She sounds Cousin Sue kind of sounds like my daughter Kate. They used to joke that she was the mom of the group because she was like the organizer, and it sounds like something my daughter would have kind of done to try and get everybody up. And she was very much introduced people to, you know, the same kind of thing she would have done. I'm just picturing my daughter Kate doing the exact same thing. And she still does that as an adult. You know, she's the party giver and friend introducer, and she, you know, she'll line up. I can't remember what that line would be, but like a processional line, and, you know, she's like, oh, this is so-and-so. They're new tonight, and, you know, they just came today and give the story and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's funny how folks in the family kind of take over that kind of, and they, you know, they weren't necessarily asked to. It's just where they fit in the family. It's just that personality. So, but again, sorry for your loss to hear about that. And then one last question before I let you go, though, Larry, is you pronounce, and you might have to write it down, but you probably can spell it in your head, the word A-U-N-T. And you said it the way I say it, and I just want to make sure that's how you say it. Can you pronounce that word for me, A-U-N-T?
And, language itself. Maybe I have to say this. I started out with a speech impediment in life. I was not going to be able to speak. I was a terrible stutterer. And that is a difficult thing to have. I was helped by not anybody, but this is before school, not anybody in educational circles. I'm sure there's help there today. But I was helped by one of the, well, they were called housekeepers in that day. Looked after the kids, did a little housekeeping, and this one did a little ironing as well. Her name was Gertrude, and we called her Gertie. Well, she realized that I was not going to make it in life. So she took a chalkboard and wrote out the letters of the alphabet and helped me pronounce them slowly, distinctly, one by one. So a couple things happened there. I eventually slowed my mind down, the part of my mind that's connected to my tongue. I was able to do that with her help. I also learned the alphabet before anybody else that I would go to school with. I knew the alphabet going into kindergarten. Oh, my. So, I have to thank folks like Gertie for helping me along. My Aunt Mary Jo is, she's a wonderful woman. She's worked in healthcare all her life. But she's a family historian, like I say, and she's kept all of that, all those records over time, and it was awfully sad to hear Sue's passing. But when you have a sadness like that, instantly grab anything in my memory that brings me joy about that person. And it was that day when she introduced her siblings to me. It was that day. And that's how I remember that woman. Children of her own. My Aunt Mary Jo could not remember whether any of those children were living. Sue was 80. She was a bit older than me. And I think she, from all accounts, she had a good life. All of us have to be ready to go. Ready any time now. I chuckle that I do declare. Be ready to go any time. And anyhow, another good thing about today, well, started off with a bad thing. I lost a piece of my cell phone case, the piece that protects it, because it's busted in a couple of places. I lost that twice today. Twice within 20 minutes. And Donna says, why don't you fix that? I run around here fixing everything. Well, I says, I've been thinking on how to do that for quite some time. Was not really any explanation that she was going to accept. So she says, get on to that, because I don't want to hear that it fell to pieces again. You might not find that piece next time. Well, I did fix it. It wasn't that difficult. It was a little bit of 3M 33 tape. That's good stuff. And most hams know what I'm talking about. Yeah, so it worked, and so that's a good thing. Every day do at least one good thing. Yeah, you'll have better days as time goes on. This is KK4JBQ. Michael, again, thank you for bringing us all together here tonight. And I say good night to all of my folks out there, whether you know what I look like or not. Maybe especially to those who know what I look like. KK4JBQ, I'm clear.
I just get tickled because, you know, again, you know, I think Donna maybe ribs you a little bit like Angela does me every now and then. And, you know, you mentioned, again, I won't turn it back over to you, but just comment on a couple things. You know, where she's concerned and some alarms, you had mentioned some of the alarms you don't hear. But apparently I don't hear them until they've been going off for 5 or 10 minutes. And a perfect example is the seatbelt alarm in the car. I know I have to wear my seatbelt, but it's one of, you know, I have a routine where I'll get in the car and back out of the driveway because to turn around, it's a seatbelt and all that stuff, and then I'll pull up, and she just looks across the seat at me, and that dinger has been going off, you know, 3, 4, 5 minutes, and I finally hear it, and I'll reach over and grab the seatbelt and put it on, but, you know, she likes to kid me about my selective hearing. And, again, it just kind of tickled me because she always harasses me about how I say aunt instead of aunt. But my Aunt Judy, when I was a little kid, made sure we all understood that it was aunt, not aunt. So, I, again, just got tickled on a couple of those statements. But, Larry, again, appreciate you hanging in with us, making a few comments, extend the net out a little bit as we get done here to the 10 o'clock hour. Maybe we can pound the frequency a little bit and get a few more check-ins here as we continue on. But, Larry, hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful evening. Definitely keep recuperating. Heard last night where you know you were down with the COVID for a couple days, and again you're sounding much better, which is really good. Hate to hear you were off the net for a couple of nights, but again, sound like you're well on the way to recovery, and hopefully that will continue. But definitely hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful night, and better tomorrow, and we'll be listening for you to come back and check in on Patrick's net tomorrow night. So again, 73, my friend, and we'll talk again soon. Mountain Identify up there, and I'll go ahead and throw my call sign out there. This is AK4HR, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So looking for additional check-ins before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
A4HR, I believe it was KC4 field, trying to get in early.